Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Okay, so we're talking about what?
Gauntlet. We gotta plan a wedding, and we gotta plan a gauntlet.
Okay, why isn't Steven here, though?
Because he's at
out with friends.
Movies.
Oh, okay. You said, where's Steven? And then you were like, you said Steven's
right.
Gonna...
Whatever.
Yeah, okay. Anyway,
okay.
It wasn't answered.
Amanda asked, where's
We've
Steven?
Got limited amounts of time. Let's just stop and start planning, okay?
Okay.
Keep focused, since we do have a time limit here.
Sorry, we have a time limit.
Okay, so...
Just to let everyone know, Steven, being the essence of chaos, decided to kidnap Jessica's character and her boyfriend, or planning on trying to figure out how to get them married. He is relying on his teammates to come up with a fully worked and successful plan.
It's gonna fail!
I'm waiting. This session is going to be amusing, at least from my perspective.
My intelligence is enough to make a plan. My wisdom is not enough to stick to that plan.
Okay. So, wedding's easy enough.
We can get Arwen to preside. Or Jessica could preside over Perot.
No, she needs a son. But yeah, or we can do that, that's what I was thinking too. And we should totally inform the entire city.
I can send out the invitations.
I should get on that. They're going to be gone for like a couple weeks.
Okay, so...
What is he doing to kidnap them?
He's taking Jessica with him on some sort of adventure.
Oh, that's right.
And he's subduing, taking James with him.
Okay, so what do we want to do for the gauntlet?
So this is what they're going to do after the wedding, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is going to be our Coliseum, like, super moneymaker?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we should make them fight a dragon.
I think what we should do is make them
go through like a little sort of like mini dungeon maze type deal with some traps, maybe even.
We don't need traps. Neither of them are good at doing that.
I guess that's true. So, well, stuff to fight then anyway, and then have an epic finisher.
Hi. Like a dragon. Fight me?
Dragon or something.
You're not a dragon.
Yes, but
disguise.
I could probably kick both their ass.
You're a dragon, though.
We can fight you.
Actually, you can polymorph people into dragons.
Yeah. Who are you planning on polymorphing into a dragon, Tyler?
I don't know.
Polymorph from rogue. You can do the rogue dragon we were talking about yesterday.
we need someone with sufficiently high hit dice who would volunteer for this.
We're the highest hit die people, in the city, pretty much.
You're going to be turned into a dragon.
We can have the Guildmaster pose as one.
The Guildmaster.
I don't think they'd be able to defeat the Guildmaster at that point.
Yeah. He could fake it.
He could fake it.
He seems to let things happen to him all the time.
How many hit die do you have?
13.
13.
13. All right. What color do you want to make him? Because that makes a difference.
What's the biggest dragon we can make him?
Isn't gold?
Let's see. There's. I assume you're going to want to do some sort of chromatic, which would be a red dragon.
Red, yeah.
Which will be 7 hit die plus 6. He could be a young red dragon, which is large.
Oh, no, wait. What's white? White's the lowest hit die.
White, dragon. Yes. That is the red dragon.
I'd like to
dragon.
Point out, we'll have to get access to a greater polymorph spell.
Why? Because that goes above 10 or something?
No. Polymorph. The spell transform a willing creature into an animal, humanoid, or elemental of your choosing.
Oh, that changed.
Greater polymorph. The spell function is polymorph, except it allows the creature to take on the form of a dragon or plant creature.
Oh.
No, it's just a 7th level spell.
Okay.
We could probably find a scroll.
Who's fronting?
I don't think we're going to be able to find a caster out of it.
As I said, about the highest level caster in town at this point is level 11. And he ignores your requests for him to make stuff.
Hey, head of the Mages College, can you make us a scroll?
My time's too important.
Can you find a polymorph scroll of 7th variety?
Yeah. Let me figure out the price of it. They are going to tack on 10% because they don't have anyone to replace it in town.
That's fine. I figure this wedding's going to be extravagant and cost shit tons of money.
That's true.
Let's hope we make enough money back from selling tickets.
I hope so. Jesus. Probably like the whole female population in town is going
to
be there.
You roll a gather information check, see if it's sufficient interest to warrant the cost.
Well, let's figure out what the cost is first so we know.
Well, is there an enlarged spell we could cast on you as a dragon?
Let's see. This is a wizard spell, 7th level, 10%. 2275 normally.
So roll a what?
Me.
Oh, him.
It's knowledge local now, but yeah.
Yes. What are we doing?
I'm having Ryan go out and ask questions 19. To make sure there's sufficient interest in seeing something like this to warrant extravagant costs.
Okay.
So if you guys need dungeon
25
engineering
100 is what you'd have to pay for.
That wouldn't be too bad.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad at all.
We got a 40.
Were you laughing, Andre?
I was burping.
Oh, okay.
Ryan got a 40 on knowledge local to determine if there's sufficient interest in this kind of
Yes, event. There would be.
Okay.
To warrant that.
Because you have the supporters of the Night Guard.
The supporters of the Brotherhood.
James's cult. And of course, anyone there who's there to soak up political limelight.
Oh, and then the bloodlust for seeing something happening in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of goblins. Maybe.
Do you have anything... let me check out the knowledges, because I'm not sure there's exactly knowledge business. Give me a knowledge. Profession merchant.
Okay.
Hey.
Man, there's no enlarged monster.
Oh, you're a merchant?
Yes, yeah. I am.
He owns a store.
I was actually... my father was actually a merchant, and he was raising me to take over the family business before I went, fuck you all. And now I'm trying to slowly correct that.
You got out of your teens?
I've been out of my teens. I'm technically 25 equivalent.
It took you a little longer than most.
Do I want to use a Benny on a knowledge on a merchant roll?
What is this for?
I'm not really sure. Just to see what budget you guys can expect to get back.
Okay.
You know what? Why not?
That might be pretty useful, I would think.
Because we're not going to be doing much other than this today, so.
No, we're raiding the dwarven outpost. This is not the actual roll. I'm doing the dice favoritism thing.
Okay.
You guys are superstitious.
Welcome to being a gamer.
We obviously want to make you endure, bear's endurance, so you last longer.
Okay. You might want to prevent me from using Vital Strike at that size, by the way.
You won't need it.
Oh!
You're supposed to lose, remember?
Yeah, I know.
But it... There's no spell for this in this book.
29.
29.
Do you have a spell compendium here?
No, it's at your house.
Oh. Do you know if there's an enlarged monster?
Yes,
I believe so.
Do you know which level spell it is?
Fourth.
Okay.
Are you going to make me even bigger?
You've got to be large. We need to make you larger than that.
Yeah, okay. Large isn't large enough.
We need to at least make you huge.
Okay. It'd be really funny if they kill you.
We can... Alec can
play dead.
We've established Ray's dead also only costs the equivalent of 7,000 gold to come back as you were.
So as long as you're cool with... If it comes to it, you die, so forth so on...
I'd really rather not.
We'll raise you, don't worry.
I'm sure we can hop down and give you a potion or something.
No.
No?
We've got to keep this realistic, remember.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Well, I guess 7,000...
You actually got a lot cooler.
However, we can use illusions to make it look like you died.
Can she dispel? Can he dispel?
No. Jessica?
No.
Can they either...
Jessica and Mike... Well, what did she change to under?
10 monk, 3...
No.
Which is a level 3 cleric?
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
No healer! That's okay, though.
Wands. Yeah. We need wands.
Well, she's what you do after combat anyway.
Yeah. Like, she's got cure moderate.
But as long as they don't have any dispels...
Like one, she won't.
Two.
Okay. So we have wisdom time. Go ahead, dispel, elf. Yeah.
Yo, I could still kick their ass. By the way,
yeah.
I don't know. Jessica might be able to beat you as a 10 monk now, with the help of a level 9.
Maybe.
Yeah, 13 and 9. That.
That is
versus a 13.
Technically, a 13-13 is supposed to be 50-50.
Yeah.
James is supposed to tip in the scale a bit.
Right.
But yeah, I could see if one of the illusion teachers wouldn't mind kicking in some illusion spells. Because I don't think... Well, let's see. Does greater polymorph allow you to have a breath weapon?
Hey, you opened the exact right page.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wait. Spell for what we're trying to do.
Dragon shape.
Dragon shape.
It shapes dragons.
What are you looking for?
There we are.
So how are the steam jacks going to be?
Well, the place only has a few steam jacks because you guys, I figure, are attacking remote outposts as opposed to their capital city.
Oh, yeah, that would be dumb.
Ryan, attacking the dwarven capital city without knowing what's going on in there might be a bad thing. We're here to steal stuff! The mobs have shotguns.
Ryan, dwarves are steampunk in his world. Yeah. So we're probably fighting exactly what he's putting on the field.
Dude, if we could get this spell, it would be awesome.
I love
Form of the Dragon 3.
Mm-hmm. War Machine, so.
Yeah, Form of the Dragon's a great spell.
Yeah, okay. The third one's a
great spell. That's going to be expensive as Hades.
Isn't it just like 1,000 more than the last one?
Caster level 8.
Other way.
Isn't there a set cost now?
Yeah, there's a set cost. I'm flipping to it. It will be a total of 3,300. So yeah, a little less than 1,000 extra.
And how much did the large cost?
2,500.
It's 500 and a fourth level spell.
You're not a large monster, though.
That's, yeah.
Although technically you should be, since you're technically a monstrous humanoid.
Yep, that's but then I, otherwise...
I call this large monster.
Oh, okay.
There's a bunch of stuff that might go wonky if I switch her over to monster. For example, her ring that she's been using for the entire campaign.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
She's a dragon, not a...
Yes.
You.
Oh!
No! She's a... No.
Is she a monstrous humanoid or is she a humanoid?
She's a dragon subtype.
Oh, okay.
Subtype. humanoid dragon subtype.
Which technically
so for the two of them, it will be 4,550.
Between total two of them.
Between the two of them.
Okay. What would the cheaper version be? I was just going to ask you the cost of the other spell.
The cheapest version you're going to be able to go through is 3,750.
By the way,
you
never...
would make you huge.
4,750, sorry.
There was...
No, 3,750, you're right.
I got a 29 on my profession merchant, by the way.
You can expect to make about 5,000 out of this event.
Well, I don't really need to make too much money.
It's just, while it is an explosive event, at the same time, you do have to realize what's being charged to get in. A few coppers. Maybe a silvers for, you know, some of the better seats.
Yeah, we could charge more.
Yeah, and then not get anyone come in.
Anyone?
Get the richer people to come in and that's it.
I don't know. Why don't we have...
Want? But,
you can advertise for the rich folk.
But, anyways, the... Do you want you to be large or huge is the question.
I'm fine either way. Can we have some of our pickpockets go out in force in the Coliseum?
Yeah. That's actually how Jessica makes money.
See?
Racketeering and pickpocketing.
See, you know what we should do is have them sell contested concessions. That way they have a reason to roam around and steal people's
money. That's what they do.
Okay, so...
You know that hot dog? Yeah, he takes the entire purse.
Dragon bit.
But, guys, do we want large or huge dragon? I mean, huge or gargantuan dragon?
I think huge is big enough.
Can we? How much space would we have if we had a gargantuan thing in the Colosseum?
Your Colosseum is 100 by 200.
Okay.
It's a bit smaller than a football stadium.
We could just do a colossal dragon, and that's the only thing we do.
Just stick a colossal dragon in there, and it'd be like. It's crafted.
You have the model, don't you?
Yeah, it's down in the basement. You want me to get it?
You finally have a chance to use it, Andre.
It's colossal.
It would also be no.
It's the part Andre quoted 4,000 something.
Okay.
I think we should do that.
I think we should do that too.
well, then how are they supposed to win,
Alec?
It's not that big. It's not that. It's.
Okay.
It has
stat bonuses.
Let's see, I have a, assuming I don't rage, a 28 strength, a 24 con, an AC, does my armor apply anymore?
No, it's polymorph.
Okay. So my shield and armor are gone.
You probably don't need magic items, what?
I have a good plan. Before we send... and Jessica and
my AC is about 25.
We send in a bunch of like preliminary things.
I was thinking
shove a bunch of goblins and make him look really bad and scary. Slaughter them all, and he looks more like a big menace when they come in. They're like, oh yeah, they totally beat that fucking dragon.
I suppose. Well, yeah. Along that suggestion, we don't show Jessica, or we go ahead and do that. And that's more for the crowd. We throw the stuff at Alec, and Alec slaughters it.
Yeah, for like kobolds or.
And then
something.
Jessica and.
What's his
James.
James
show up.
By the
and
way,
they get lifted up.
I should not be allowed to use my breath weapon.
What's it do?
12d8 points of damage.
Nice.
In a line.
I think.
Yeah, and it would be cone for this dragon, unless it's. Vetoed.
Line breath weapons increase the cone, 50-foot cone. Yes.
that's the other prop that goes in its mouth.
The kobold thing. Everybody be like, yeah, that was sweet.
I feel kind of bad for the kobolds.
You
though.
Want some? And you have to say, people in the stands, roasted kobold.
I do feel bad slaughtering helpless kobolds.
They're not helpless. They're fighting you.
Right, I'm just gonna whack him with my tail or something.
They're not innocent. They're evil.
Yes, they're evil.
No, they're goblins, not kobolds.
Well, whatever.
They're evil.
That makes it even worse.
Why?
Have you seen the goblin hobos?
We're not hobos.
We're not just pulling hobos.
Yeah, we're not just pulling hobos off the street.
Come on. What kind of establishment do you think this is?
I know exactly what kind of establishment this is.
You should press up them.
Organized mob group.
Slowly? That's what the campaign is.
Exactly. That's what we started out at.
Andre, I take it even if the non-death thing is active, my breath weapon will still probably slaughter the kobolds.
They get stabilized when they go down. Whatever hit points they go down at is where they're at. If they are dead, then they are stabilized at dead.
You gotta do this, man.
Okay, so you can try and not kill them. That'll be your challenge.
No, -4 to the DC, because I'm doing some dual fire. I'm not trying to kill you.
You just see little flames go...
Actually, what I probably do is just activate my frightful presence and
they would shit themselves and die of fright.
I think the whole stadium would.
Not really. The frightful presence is how big?
I don't know. Your wing size. How? Okay, so you said it's 100 feet by 200?
Mm-hmm.
So 10, 20, 30, 40.
Basically, 50, it's this entire 60. Map, Ryan.
Yeah, it's about my battle map.
90, 100. Actually, it's from here to here.
Yeah, as I said, about.
Remember, he's drawn it before.
Yeah. Oh.
Think back to your past.
So if you spread your wings, you would actually, like, touch people with them.
That's part of the show.
Yeah.
Run of the Red Dragon!
get killed by a wing of a red dragon.
The claw poked you in the body.
Okay, if you have an issue with that, we could see if we, you know, in the 2 weeks or so we have, get a necklace that does +1 merciful. It'll be 8,000.
Actually, I could just not use my breath weapon and whack things subdually.
That's not epic,
you're
though.
You're a goblin.
And my claw is... 2d6 plus, let's see, a 28 strength is a plus what?
9.
Plus 9. So 2d6 plus 9 when I whack something. I'm knocking the kobold out.
You should tail sweep them.
That's an option too.
Take out the Colosseum wall with it.
Well, remember the Colosseum's built sturdily?
Yeah.
Is it designed to survive gargantuan red dragon attacks?
Colossal.
Oh, wait, no.
It's going
to
be cool.
2d6 goes up to 3d6 when I go up in size?
Yes. What's your tail attack?
A single tail attack at 2d6.
Are you looking at the third one?
Yes.
Okay. It looks kind of like you're looking at the main one.
Oh, and then, let's see, the enlarged thing would increase my strength by 2 more, right?
I guess. It's technically higher from gargantuan to colossal, but it doesn't matter.
So 10 is at 30. Plus 10.
Well, anyways, I think you should tail swap them.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe can we just make you look like a colossal, but you really do, like, huge damage or something?
Do what?
Can we make him look like a colossal,
She wants to nerf him.
But make him only do damage?
Yes, we could make him an illusion, but then Jessica and
James
would have a will save against it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the visitors.
If they touch it.
Oh.
This way, it doesn't do too much, it just adds an extra d6 of damage.
Is there any...
And as long as it's and not, like, someone we don't necessarily maybe don't trust, it's Alec. We're okay with Alec doing this.
You can fly!
Yes, yes he can.
Holy crap.
I suggest you don't, though.
Yeah. Oh, there went the stadium.
What's your AC, by the way?
28 normally with my armor. Without anything...
I'm talking dragon form.
Yeah,
Let's see.
With no items.
25.
Okay.
I'm assuming I still get my natural armor and my deflection.
If you're wearing that item, yeah.
I think I would, because otherwise my AC is an 18. No, a 21, unless you're subtracting my dex, too.
Well, it depends on how badly they want you to get owned.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I suppose it does. Do we want your...
We want it to be epic,
but we don't want it to be...
Really? We don't want it. We don't want it to be impossible.
Yeah. We don't want it to be a risk.
No, it's fine. There won't be a risk. He's doing it.
Yeah.
This is not a red dragon. This is Tana.
Yeah, I know.
But remember, it's not actually. It's someone we trust. We know she's not gonna kill James.
I know that. Ooh,
and
but there's accidents such as natural 20s.
So you can just be sitting there the entire time and no one sees you.
And then when I want to be seen, I just let out a gout of flame into the air.
Yeah, so you're like, raw! No, it'd be like epic, like, and we bring the main event, a red dragon!
And that's when we cast it on.
No,
that's when he appears and he's illusion. If he was invisible, he has to attack. So he could just be sitting there the whole time.
He fries a bird. And then becomes visible.
A minute per level.
No, a bird flies into your spike.
Yeah, we'll have to do that like, right before you get there.
That's what I'm saying. We might cast...
We also have to make sure that the fights don't go on too long, really. Because 8th level spells, assuming we got the minimum caster level for it,
is 15.
15, so we'd have 15 minutes.
That's not going to go on for 15
minutes. That's plenty of time.
It might.
Evie, hush.
But yeah, I think we'll be good with that.
There's a guy. You get that guy, Evie. Yeah.
Guard dog.
You tell furious, that guy what's what.
Furious, dangerous guard dog.
Actually, it's some kids with Nerf guns.
You shouldn't see them. Stupid kids.
They're little kids, too. They're like,
get off my lawn!
They're like 8 or 10.
Anyways.
Well, I don't think this is quite what Steven had in mind when he said a gauntlet, but...
No, this is far more epic.
This is, yes, far more epic. Whip, what do you think of this?
I don't think we get a real dragon.
That wouldn't be as controllable.
We have 2 weeks.
Also, we have 2 weeks. Yeah. Quite so.
Well, we could have gone and, you know, done a dashing capturing of a dragon. Or we could capture a young one and lure its mother into the combat.
and then everybody dies.
Yeah, I said, I don't want that much death on my hands, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Damn. Although I could lend you to James briefly if you want.
Ew, he's lawful.
Oh, okay. I guess.
Creature's original size to small. What would the equivalent be of me going from gargantuan is how many steps above medium?
Large, huge, gargantuan, colossal.
Okay, so I'm going up 4. Is fine to small the same,
What are you looking at?
Basically, they've got a creature's original size to adjusted size.
Why don't you just go to the dragon section and look at the size there?
This section, the spell, tells you how much it is, and then you're going from gargantuan to colossal.
Okay, gargantuan to medium. So gargantuan to colossal is one step up, so you'd be going from tiny to small... I'd have +4 strength, -2 dex.
Or do we want them to walk in here and be like...
I'd say they walk in, but that's just me. I'm not planning this event.
So I have
I was going to say we should hide the statue, but... Or do you want them to just walk in and be like...
What's that for?
Oh, no, let them walk in and see that.
Okay.
Or let Jessica walk in and see that. I don't think Steve's going to be here by that time.
Okay, so my AC will be at... Assuming you just want me to go down, semi-easily is a 20.
That's decent.
For that size, yes.
What's Jessica's... You have Jessica's character sheet? And you know James Bonus is on there?
Yes, I've had to modify him since he got in here.
How do they look?
James is decent, and Jessica can definitely hit a 20 fairly often. At least 50-50.
The problem is, will she be able to get past my DR10 magic?
She's got a magic quarterstaff and magic fists, so yes.
Your fists count as magic.
Okay. Does James have a magic sword?
Yes.
I hope so.
Yeah. I have to ask these questions, okay? So my DR10 is nullified.
Yeah, yes. Her quarterstaff hits you on an 8, or on a 7, for the first 2, and then the next 2 is on a 12.
Although,
she should be able to hit you most of the...
D10 plus... 3 damage.
I take it my DR2 from just being a barbarian still applies, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's a DR. It's a
barbarian
D10 per
red
hit.
Dragon.
It's a barbarian colossal red dragon.
That's why I don't rage. It's a bad idea.
I don't think the floor beneath you is cold because it's hollow.
Anyways, Speaking
of that, will the ground hold?
It should.
How many hit points are you going to have?
Let's see.
And we'll decide if we want to Bear's Endurance you, too.
Let's see.
With an 8, 20 maybe.
So that's 4, 40, plus 52, 100, or 210.
That's not bad.
That's Bear's Endurance you.
Okay, so increase that by an additional 26, so 236.
Just remember, the more hit points he has, the longer this is going to take, which means the longer you guys sit out.
Yeah.
I think lots of hit points and less AC is the way to go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, can I nullify my dex for my AC if I so choose?
You can do whatever you want. If you want to lean into their blow, I'm not going to stop you. The only thing you can't nullify is your natural armor, unless you stick your eye at them going, stab it, stab it. Which you might break the illusion at that point, going, what the hell is that dragon doing?
Did they get a mentally retarded dragon?
The only way we could get a dragon this size in here.
Yes. Form of the dragon does not subtract from my dex, and the increase from colossal to gargantuan colossal is just -2.
That's okay. You have a minus. Did you take into account the colossal minuses to AC?
No.
Minus.
So it's like a
1,
well,
two,
does it take into account that?
4.
No.
8.
Okay, so I want to keep my dex and probably my magic items to keep my AC up.
At least your deflectionista.
So a round of 20 is actually good for 250 hit points.
Yeah, 20 is perfect.
But that puts me at 12 plus the 4 I have for magic items puts me up to a 16.
That's fine.
What about your dex?
That's with my dex.
Oh. You
can always cast Grace.
Well, does this take into account in that spell already?
Or, if you really want to, drink a potion of mage armor before you walk in. There's 4 points of AC that lasts an hour.
Yep.
And that costs you 50 gold.
I think I'll do that.
Well,
that's good.
Or I could
Form of the Dragon says nothing about AC.
I could also
AC.
Cat's Grace too, okay, because I have that spell.
Easy.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Okay, yeah, then meow. It would be the -8.
Meow, 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 meow.
But
meow,
you also meow, have a -8 to hit, though.
Because they're smaller than you.
No, because he's big.
Well, yeah, because they're smaller than you.
Yes, then 8, that does not apply if I'm fighting another colossal.
He has a -8 to AC, remember?
Oh!
Yeah, it balances out.
Okay, well, let's see. Assuming height...
It'll be more complicated if they did it, like... Against a large-sized target, you have a -6 to hit.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm going to eat someone today. I'm going to eat James.
Unfortunately, you don't get any feats for being a dragon. You don't have the swallow whole feet.
But what you do is grapple James, and I go, and Jessica goes...
No, my perform skill is not nearly high enough to pull that off.
What, grapple him with your mouth?
No, to drop him just from...
Convincingly.
Yeah.
She'll probably punch you in the face. Is that
not
convincing
enough? How could she get to his face?
She's a monk. monk stands still and counts as running for jumping purposes.
Honey, think like Samurai Jack.
I hate that show. I never watched it.
That show was awesome.
Well,
I love
think like Shadow of the Colossus.
Okay.
So she takes the time to claw up my hair, stab the magic symbol on my forehead repeatedly.
More adept.
Have you seen some of the movies that came out of China with all the martial artists that like do random shit?
Oh yeah,
Leaping Tiger, Hidden Dragon,
yeah,
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Hero. Oh my good lord. Iron Monkey, there's another good one.
Yeah, but they're jumping is basically
okay.
What she does.
What the
Super
hell?
Jumping.
Leaping Tiger, Hidden Fat Guy. Hidden Director, there we go.
Sorry, I've been playing Jade Empire, one of the styles of Sleeping Tiger.
Waffle. Jessica can also heal herself. She has wholeness of body now.
Yep.
Damn it!
So don't feel bad damaging her, but don't do over 107 points of damage to her.
Oh, wait, I have 5 rogue levels. That's why my AC's starting to fall behind.
You mean hit points?
Yes.
And she's also a monk cleric.
Yeah. At least she can't wear heavy armor. Well, she can, but...
But yeah, I think this will be super cool. Do you agree?
Evie, hush. I hope so.
Alright.
If she throws a hissy fit, I'm going to
throw her outside and make her sleep out there.
What? Because we're making her fight a colossal red dragon?
Remember, Jessica doesn't like unplanned things.
Oh, but this is planned.
We planned.
Let me rephrase that. She doesn't like things that she didn't plan.
So she hates most of your games?
But... since you know what your girlfriend likes, can you run the wedding to her satisfaction?
You guys are supposed to be planning that.
Well, it's just a standard
easy
wedding.
No. Or I will put you in the bathroom.
Tiny hands.
They're fighting mediums.
Yeah, true.
His hands are reasonably sized for his size. He's not a Tyrannosaurus. You have that model here?
Yes, it's over on the table.
The way he's standing, he looks
By the way, do you have, grab a regular mini, too, while you're over there, Andre. I just want to show Amanda the size comparison.
I can see the size
It's one square.
Yeah, one square.
Yeah, this is actually what you're fighting when you say it. This is the appropriate size comparison.
There's a tiny
That's huge. Hands. This is medium.
He's got little hands.
Evie.
I like how they actually put a little thing to put a player model right there.
That's where the fire goes.
Oh, okay.
See, this is large.
That's my narcoleptic yuggum.
Narcoleptic yuggum?
It falls over.
Is this actually... That's actually medium.
All right.
Pizza! The wedding is prepared, however.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to fly the ship over the wedding. And Steven's going to push you and James out with featherfall potions.
Alright, so you and Steven basically... You, Steven, and James actually get to...
Sprung?
Yes, so, I get sprung.
Steven basically takes you and James around. Because Steven's playing up the entire time with a fairly poor bluff check. That he needs to practice his woodland skills.
I thought we were going down to Run... Why are we in Runmore then? There's no woods in Runmore.
There are woods in Runmore.
You just have to find them.
That's a good test.
Oh, by the way, how James ended up on the ship is he was under a blanket, and after you guys left, Steven pulled it off and said, oh, you might want to take the blindfolds off of him.
I punched him in the face if I'm maybe threatening to throw him off the ship.
Steven will chuckle.
I will throw him off the ship.
And Steven's like, well, he's here for a moral compass.
For a camping trip. Okay.
I thought they were also going down to get maps of ruins and stuff we could,
That they are as well. So, I have you guys go off and get a bunch of maps. Spend some quality time listening to Steven being annoying.
Do you happen to have...
You mean me ignoring him?
Mm-hmm. Pickled, not sweet relish?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if you do. Okay.
Probably.
I love...
Giving everything away.
Relish. But it can't be sweet.
Notes about Tyler.
We actually thought specifically of you when we bought the dill version.
Awesome.
At least I know the relish in the fridge is safe.
I shall cherish it forever. Until it's gone.
That is it.
Until it's gone.
As you guys are flying back over the city, this actually takes about a couple weeks to do.
And after you thoroughly flogged Steven.
And you guys will be floating over Dugrum or so in about a week. You guys fly up to the city, and Steven takes his quickened actions, slaps a veil on you, and sticks a rose that's in James's pocket, and pushes you guys off the ship. And you guys land in the middle of a reception. Or, sorry, a ceremony.
What you didn't know is those drinks that you had were actually laced with featherfall.
You guys land, and of course you see Arwen standing up there, and nice pretty, and you see C all dressed up and Stormhammer in his suit over there.
I got assigned as your bridesmaid.
I'm sorry, it seemed a little wrong having the warlock be.
I would so have her as my brother. She's my sister.
G.
So then your sister's over there too.
And you have a little bridesmaid. You're probably one too.
What?
Go ahead, Audrey.
I don't wear this kind of stuff.
No, so here's what it is. You have C and Felicity, Stormhammer and Tana. So you're sitting there in a tux.
Not Marcus?
No, not Marcus.
Aww.
Who's Marcus?
His partner that died.
He didn't die.
Yes, he did. Not a while ago, though. Fairly recently.
Aww.
Were our actions in any way responsible for his death?
Your lack of action. Anywho.
Oh. On what?
I'll load up that plot later.
Okay.
Okay. And of course, everyone's like, eh, they all kind of stand up as you and James are kind of like sitting at the back end of the aisle and everyone's kind of looking at you and waiting expectantly.
Me and my wife are there.
That would explain why you were dragged along.
You guys are going to get married now.
He kind of looks back at the door, kind of looks forward. Did you plan this?
No.
Well, shall we go forward with it, I guess?
We could just run.
I'm in plate mail.
Well, that's your fault.
Would you disappoint all these people here? The entire city knows about it.
Yes! But no, I can't do that.
Actually see a line of women who are looking there, looking off on James' side, expectantly waiting for you to run.
Yeah. Dang it! If I run, one of those is going to catch you. Alright.
I didn't tell them to come. It was not part of our strategy at all.
Uh-huh.
The posters, you know, specifically mentioning James, with pictures of James. Where you had nothing to do with
last chance for a spot at James.
We would never do that.
A flyer flies by.
Fat. You have other things to be worrying about.
Yes. Plotting to kill my party.
Good luck with that.
That's later. After your next fiasco.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and walk down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
There's a small bard course that you know, they're playing the music.
Plus one.
Plus one to marriage. Okay.
Everybody's married feels a little bit happier.
Except yours and Felicity's.
Why?
You just don't know why.
You're hostile to her.
Or maybe she's hostile to him.
So, of course, you know, Arwen is the one presiding, and he begins going into the ceremony, you know. He calls upon Jasmine, the goddess of love, to protect over you guys, the Prince of Thieves to secure the pact, and Kator and Hearthheart to guard over the home.
Mm-hmm. Does Steven look over the crowd and see Kator just kind of standing there?
Doing great, dude!
Give me a perception check.
Let's see how many of the deities are here.
Seven.
We know at least three of them have a vested interest in our party.
Can somebody help me get this knobby thing that I stand on?
Or at least certain members of our party.
19. Thank you.
You will definitely notice the person masquerading as the guild master sitting in the back going. You also notice that Katorn is sitting back there. And you will notice that there's a woman who is incredibly stunningly gorgeous sitting there with a little rag, and she's kind of dead.
Oh, I finally lost my chance at James.
I don't think that's why she's crying. I think she's happy.
Yeah, I think it's happy tears.
So, of course, they ask him first. He says, do you? He says, yes. Which hand am I supposed to...
I'm not going to get sleight of hand into you. Look at this.
It's a ring. It's expensive. And of course, then they look over and you go, do you?
I do.
That's the thing. It looks expensive.
They all kind of like, yeah!
We managed to steal one of those from underneath Lake Castle.
We asked the guild master to get some rings.
You feel like you have Featherfall, Jessica.
And the duck was converted to a ring.
Quack. Did my ring just quack?
Yay! You know, everyone begins celebrating. Up walks, you know, the god of death. Congratulations!
Thank you, sir. The god of death.
Hey, he's the god of death and parties.
Oh. By the way, you pass out. Does the same thing to James. He goes, let's go!
The Guildmaster didn't need to make potions.
Yeah.
Poisons.
He has friends.
Sweet!
Okay.
Should we wait till we're done eating so we don't go yum 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 yum?
For what?
We're already going yum 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 anyway.
Do we need to draw?
I guess technically not. It's overview, or it's viewed by the gods, so I suppose it could be as large as the gods want the field to be.
Alright. So, of course, you and James are kind of ushered into one of the waiting rooms one of the waiting rooms of the Colosseum.
Oh no. Why are we here?
I have my equipment.
Knife, even worse.
Why is my head drooping? Oh, and you each have one extra cure moderate.
Alright. And of course, you guys are eventually ushered by a parson who's like, not my gig. Pickle relish in my crotch.
Andre wet himself.
With pickle relish?
Yep.
Was this one James?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
No, that's Althonis.
And you guys will arrive at the gate.
This was also Maury.
I don't remember which one is your destiny.
Green one.
Oh, it's the green monkey.
Looking at a roaring crowd, you can see what looks like the last little vestiges of goblins being feasted upon by a colossal red dragon at the far end.
I'm not going towards that.
One, two. Alec! Colossal red dragon, figure it out.
Okay.
I'm not rolling this. I'm playing James at this point. So.
Red, you said?
Red. The last vestiges of the goblins.
Are reds metallic or chromatic?
Chromatic. They're metallic. Red's a metal.
Oh, yeah. By the way, apparently this is what the dragon looks like.
No.
I'm spiky.
No, you look like that.
Yeah. And this is about what the scene looks like. With, of course, a roaring crowd. You can see up in...
goblins.
You can see up in the booth, Kier, God of Valor and Batter, going, yeah! Let's do this!
You crazy?
You can do it! He looks down at his longsword, looks up at the dragon.
I pray this is an illusion.
So do I.
I'm telling you, no, it's
let me
not.
Know. Let me know if you make your will save. I'm a fighter.
Roar.
It's not.
Initiative checks.
Maybe we can grab it to go away.
Since there are only three combatants, I don't actually need to write down initiatives.
Hooray.
You just hide the order and then you go that way.
Yeah.
Wow, Red Dragon's initiative sucks.
It's a plus zero, dude.
Plus three, actually.
Oh, okay. Probably improved initiative and a minus one dex. Sounds about right. It's not like we don't get enough feeds.
15.
Can I go first?
14 is what James goes on.
So you, Dragon James.
Bear's endurance.
Dragon.
What?
What you just did.
Yeah, you have it. That looks like a bird. It does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I know.
That's what it is, not that.
Giant red chicken.
It's a cockatrice.
Okay, so my turn.
Yep, red dragon.
I'll sit there for now, looking intimidating.
You're eating the corpse and all.
So, frightful presence.
5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 35, 45, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30,
35, 40. Is he going to run to it?
Oh, you get attack of opportunity.
Attack of opportunity, dragon.
I guess I'll take a swing.
Take your bite attack. I dare ya.
Roll the dice, see if it matters.
15. Okay.
Should have it all calculated in.
Yes, you hit.
29.
Yes, you hit a lot.
The dragon's a little modified.
James takes.
You roll 36?
No. Oh.
It's just. I thought it was just 2 for the dragon.
No.
Oh, 25.
It's colossal size, Ryan.
Oh. Whack!
Okay. He gets nipped on the way in.
Arrgh. Got him. Got him.
Your turn. Hit Alec. Only make your pride attack.
I suppose I'll cast Bear Strength on me and run up.
Minus 10. Lots.
Okay, so you're not even. You don't have them.
Yeah,
because he's hasty.
You're not. Like,
I know. I'm not attacking.
You can only take a move action, Kitty, if you're casting a spell.
Where was I?
Approximately there. You were marked by the cards. Yep. By the way, he moves surprisingly fast in full plate.
He does?
I'm
sure it looks funny, though.
What's my reach as a colossal-sized creature?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then 1, 2. That's your reach with your bite. This is your reach with everything else.
Okay.
You can't hit with your tail and your front arc.
And the wings are also side.
Yes.
At this size.
21?
21 will not hit.
No.
Stop failing!
You hear James go, I think they just enlarged a baby one.
That would explain a lot.
As a 30, hit your CMD.
Combat maneuver defense?
What's he doing?
He's tripping. No, I'm sorry, that's a 32.
You can trip that high, can you?
Not you can't that. Grapple okay. Two size categories.
Anyways.
Your base attack.
Base attack, strength, and dex.
And then your size modifier.
Yeah, and then your size.
Is that like plus 32?
It's plus 8.
That's it now?
It's plus 8. Because it goes 1, 2, 4, and then...
Oh, I get bonuses, not penalty. That will miss.
Okay. And he will... plus 9 is 22.
That will hit.
Let's see if I even need it in this combat.
Okay. Strength of plus 4... Plus...
Is it going to explode?
3 for weaponization. So that's plus 7.
I would never have something else planned.
2. So that's a plus 9. 15 and 5 cold.
So I take 10 from the cold?
No, it's...
7.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
150%. Rounded down. Yep, this is definitely a baby.
Yeah. Raw.
Making gaga sounds?
I think I see a diaper. Top of the round, Jessica.
You need to kick his ass.
Now you should breath weapon.
I do tumble.
It won't do anything to Jessica.
It won't do as much to Jessica.
She's got evasion.
Yeah, oh, I got improved
right.
Evasion.
That's right. That's
painful. What is?
This is 12-8. Or something.
Doesn't mean it'll roll well. Okay, so 21.
It's only like 88, wasn't it?
12.
12d8. Eh.
Let's see.
Does 21 hit?
Yes.
Okay.
96 is the most you could do with that breath weapon.
So.
You mean killing James?
Oh, you can do Ulrich's Fury!
Oh, sorry, wrong game.
I don't know, he's got bare endurance too.
If only. Alright, do I have my equipment? Which is terrible.
Yeah, your equipment.
You okay. Your equipment. I was like, just give James his equipment, and I'm like,
nope, no, you're naked.
You're here to be the damsel in distress. Damsel that punches with D10s.
Alright, so that's 15.
Alright, dragon.
Go.
Roar. James has been insulting me.
Oh.
You know what? I'm going to breath weapon right behind them as kind of an intimidation thing.
All the sand back here turns to glass.
Cute.
Well, molten glass.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You get one swing.
Yeah, I know. Oh, just a moment. Use it again in 4 rounds.
Okay. 80-20. Please. Oh, yeah, you hit.
Yeah.
Oh, run, run, run.
Bite is strength and a half, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Grace is that. Yep. I remember her guy. Here's your variable by what I roll on this dice.
Yeah, that works. Okay, I hit. 29
points of damage to James again.
54. How?
You free 5 into your square.
How? How is moving castle? Mm-hmm. You know what's funny is if he trips him, now he falls on him.
Looks like 2 hits.
How's the sound so I can...
Okay, so 20 points of damage to you. And then... 18 to you. And you hear from up here,
that's awesome!
Suddenly he grows in strength.
James? Or the dragon.
That's good.
I'm selling forged autograph pictures of
Tough around, Jessica.
Remember, if they don't have linguistics, or you know, they can't actually tell.
You can just scribble on there.
I can make it.
Have you seen people's like famous people's signature?
Wing. Another autograph. Okay.
That's
a drink in the bottle.
You do indeed.
This life sucks. My life sucks because I make so much money.
It's spellcraft now.
There he is. 19.
19, what spell level are you casting?
It's higher than 4.
It's my channeling.
Oh, then no. Channeling you don't need to.
Let me guess.
Can you exclude the dragon?
No.
Oh.
She channels it into her melee strike and slaps James.
She can do that?
Yep. 11.
There's an ability called Channel
Smite.
Channel Smite, which allows you to channel your burst thing into a single touch attack. Into a single attack. It's usually meant for smiting undead. However, for healers, instead of going like, they go, heal.
Ha!
You're healed now. Dragon, thanks.
Don't you feel hit?
She does. No, she does the monk thing.
I'll bite Jessica.
You'll bite Jessica.
No healer, bad.
Healer drew aggro.
He's tank. What the hell's wrong with you?
He was doing fine. He taunted right off. That was pretty good.
I probably miss.
Probably.
Her AC's a 26 yes. Right now.
Obviously, the cooldown on the taunt wore off, and he didn't have enough aggro.
Possible crit?
Not a crit.
Jessica's too dodgy. You hit the ground.
crit and a not crit.
Ooh, critical, critical. It's going to be ability drain, because Alex playing this game. What is it, Andre?
Do you trip?
Alright, so 3 plus 15 plus 9 more, so that's a 27, make a 14 save. Actually, no, I removed this card from the deck. I can't have it.
Oh, it was the insta-kill one?
It was decapitation. Alright, same damage, but you are now fatigued.
Okay, so 25.
That breath weapon, I just took it out of me.
And then for his secondary one, it's 10, not 10 plus 9 is 19 more.
How you looking?
Funny though.
Yeah, I've still got about 130 hit points left.
Cool.
Your turn.
I can reach it, right?
Yes.
Okay. James is just moving up towards my crotch. Jerk.
He's stabbing the underside, which is supposedly softer, and apparently because a crit and a hit happened, I guess it might be.
You just don't know your dragon self well enough.
Well, apparently not.
We're staying nearby.
So she begins also crawling underneath you.
No!
What the hell? You can I sit it down? Yeah,
there's a slam attack.
Your AC?
20.
You'll need to look in here for what it is. That is in there still, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although you have to be flying.
Oh, I thought you just kind of went...
Yeah, it's a flying slam.
What?
Six.
They get here, nine. That's funny. Hmm? Oh, you actually have to make your get or colossal-sized red dragons now.
Oh.
They don't actually put them in the book.
I'll just do 8.
Yes, and no, you were right.
19.
Improved initiative. 19 to the dragon.
Yes!
Darn you and your magical fists.
Yeah, see, if you didn't have magic weapons, DR10.
Dragon.
Which one dies now?
James.
I know Jeth has been pretty dodgy, yeah.
Yeah, but who's been doing more damage? Oh.
The Wandering Geek Podcast. We get to talk about MMOs, and board and card games, DVDs, and everything else geeky for those road warriors out there, right?
Yeah, and for other geeks with limited time on their hands, which these days is just about everyone. And there's a special topic we cover each episode, too. The Wandering Geek Podcast.
At www.wanderinggeek.com.
And over on iTunes, too.
How do you get your geek on?
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.